àti Thursday ọ̀sẹ̀ yìí ní aago mẹ́jọ àárọ̀ ní ọ́fíìsì wa tó wà ní nọmba 39 Tinubu ìta ẹ̀kọ́ lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ ilé epo ẹbẹ́ ńfẹ̀ kò ní ṣìnú. Ibẹ̀ ni ètò ìlera ọ̀fẹ́ yìí àti wáyé. Ẹ lè máa pò wá sórí nọ́mbà yìí 070-49-73-5462 lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí 070-49-73-5462.
Ẹ ṣeun o, ilé-iṣẹ́ Avis Specialty. Àlàáfíà ò ní di fíafíà.
This is Fresh 107.9, where we keep you fresh all day.
Now, another one. What else? Yeah. It's a beautiful brand new day. My sending your coupon WhatsApp, we ready go be reply Tuesday. Me that's what think we man mean with yeah, that be the taste of grace. I see me so bolona me no mono go better than any ace of spade. Me she ran around for create some space, cause it get some weight. Bugger my way ninjas. I'm a movie says you can buy with some more than a yak, I'm a mountain. Say a song and me be a nipple be and to me name by your chima main king. Wo bom pa ye via ni aka de ne dia ko da na din che na ne nya me se me shi wa de si ja swa ma sen she na me pe kanzo.
Everybody give glory, yes so we no mi o mini nani para wa mi see your baby it's the order pain.
Kwame Eugene and Sakodi on that happy day. Welcome to Platform this morning. It's 10 a.m. and you know at 10 a.m. every Monday and Wednesday we'll go to Root of Platform this morning. Interesting conversations right here for you. You're listening to Fresh 107.9 FM, keeping you fresh all day is our agenda, and our motto is professionalism nurtured by experience. This morning on Platform is going to be instructional. I told you earlier on Freshly Pressed that we're going one of the unusual routes this morning, and that is fact finding and looking for details that would ease the life of everybody. Sadly, it happened in Lagos during the sale of rice by customs. Unfortunately, 7 lives were lost. And as a result of that, it came down to information not widespread enough. So we want to avoid a repeat of that. You know, Ogun State, Ogun is known for peace, known for tranquility, and we like to keep it that way, regardless of people trying to benefit from what the government has put in place. This morning on the platform, let's take a look at an interesting topic. We want to understand the modus operandi of the food intervention or the various intervention by the state government. The sudden astronomical rise of food items in Nigeria has been a front-burning and developing issue in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and it came with hardship, which is without doubt occasioned by multiple factors, which include the decline in Naira, cost of production, lack of exports, forex, cost of transportation, and a spiral effect of the removal of fuel subsidy, amongst other factors. Nigerians reacted, no doubt. Nigerians cried out, protest in Niger, protest in Ogun, protest in Lagos, and a couple of other places. As a result of that, government at all levels have responded with various palliative packages and intervention to mitigate the effect of the hardship. One of them is that the federal government announced a release of 42,000 metric tons of grains from the nation's strategic reserves and an additional 60,000 metric tons of rice to be procured from local manufacturers. According to a release by Bayo Onanuga, the President Tinubu's special advisor on information and strategy, that package is currently being bagged and will hit the streets very soon. Customs also announced the sale of seized food items in their warehouses at various formations across the nation. But of interest this morning is what the Ogun State government has done and is doing. Ogun State government announced a 5 billion naira intervention that included provision of a minimum of 5 exercise books for all 850,000 students in public, primary and secondary schools. That's one. 2, a one-time 10,000 naira education support grant for at least 100,000 pupils in our public and primary secondary schools. public primary and secondary schools, rather, 50,000 naira education grant for 27,600 indigent students in tertiary institutions nationwide, and insurance health cover for over 70,000 beneficiaries to include pregnant women, children and the elderly, market women and other members of the informal sector. Pregnant women under the Ibidero scheme would also be provided free prenatal care, an additional 5,000 naira per birth, and free postnatal care in the state hospitals and primary health care centers. I also saw a release yesterday talking about free surgery under the Ogun State Health Insurance Agency for people who are in need of medical attention. Rice, garri, and other food items for about 300,000 households across the state. 500 million naira monthly payment towards outstanding deduction of workers and pensioners. And it is also noteworthy that the state has continued to pay 10,000 naira transport allowance to all civil servants for the last 8 months. But the thing is this, just like Oliver Twist, the people want more. And we'll be speaking to those this morning. On Thursday, the government announced, the governor himself spoke, that 100 truckloads of rice will be sold, will be offloaded in Ogun State and sold at the previous rates before the astronomical rise. So this morning's program, as I said earlier, is instructional, so you listen attentively so you can benefit. So on the program this morning, we have the senior special assistant to the governor on public communication, Otumba Dari Odufowokan. It's a pleasure to have you on platform.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Let us start off this way. Late last year, the Ogun State government inaugurated a committee, was headed by the deputy governor and had some other former deputy governors to share the 300,000 household palliatives that came from the federal government. That process was adjudged very good and well executed. I also read your article on that about politicizing the palliative. I missed a couple of other things. In Lagos State this time around also announced their own palliative too. And the governor himself is chairing that committee called the Special Dispensation Palliative Advisory Committee. So I'm wondering how Ogun State is going about this intervention this time around.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. And I want to say big good morning to good people in Ogun State. I bring greetings from our governor, His Excellency Prince Dapo Abiodun. We'll go straight to talking about what you raised, and that's the palliative. You made the recourse to what happened in the past when we had a committee that shared the palliative that came from the federal government. I already said, Ogun was given a big kudos from and abroad for the way and manner the administration distributed that palliative and made sure it actually got to those who need it. Everybody would be happy to have one or two assistants at this crucial time. However, because we all know that there is no way what we would see being shared will go around everybody, there will be need for us to ensure that the most vulnerable among us get help. And that's something our governor prioritized then. And he is prioritizing now too. The only difference is that he is ensuring that more people will get it this time, meaning the dragnet will be wider. It's enlarged. So more people will get help this time, will get assistance from government this time. So we have learned from the little missteps of previous palliative arrangements. And those knowledges are going to guide this current process. And you see, there's something about putting all your plans out there. You see, I've been on radio, I've been on television, and I've been saying that the moment we are about to start implementation, people will get adequate information. We have reasons to be wary. Just over the weekend, we had to do a disclaimer to
about the fake websites.
Fake website. That's another thing you must understand. We have to battle. So the moment you put out too much information, there are certain elements waiting somewhere to, in this difficult time, some people still want to rip others using the opportunity provided by government policies. That is something we don't want to happen. Even before we say this is how we'll go about it, some people are already putting up a website saying government, because they feel it's an opportunity to. But what we will tell our people is wait for the appropriate information. It's clearer now with the last stakeholders meeting the governor held. Some of the ways and manners have been explained, and we should just wait for specific informations. Those information will come immediately they are needed to avoid some people duplicating it and using this opportunity to rip the people. It's not going to be difficult at all. This process will be seamless. We're talking about 10,000 naira for indigent pupils. We're talking about 5 exercise books for pupils. You see, we are working with data that we already have now. And that's why the governor said this is something we will do often to ensure that our people receive help. There are specific numbers of what to be done now. So we are working with that. They are setting. There are some of these things that will go straight to the people that need them. You won't expect, of course, that we'll put 10,000 naira in the pocket of a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old to take home to the parents. No. There will be ways and manners this will be done. And to guide our people from being ripped by unscrupulous elements who are seeking opportunities to steal, I mean, financially take advantage of people in this difficult time, we have been very cautious. And I want to add, based on what you asked, that the governor is personally interested and involved in the implementation of this current intervention. You mentioned the Lagos State governor being the chairman of. I want to tell you that our governor is not leaving anything to chance. Like I said, we had the deputy governor sharing the last committee. We received the commendations. Now the governor is involved. Is interested, is willing and ready to monitor things himself because he's concerned and he wants to ensure that the greatest help gets to the greatest number of people at this time.
No, my takeaway is that most of these things have not started yet. So when are we looking at for the takeoff? Because I read somewhere, I saw a circular from... which was credited to, and I'm using that word carefully, which was credited to the Olabisi Onabanjo University, asking students to check their portal that a special session would have been created on their portal from 200 to 600 level for the 50,000 naira. How true is this? And has it really started? And when will it start?
Thank you very much. I must be able to tell you this, that all this interventions requires processes, and then the processes will only be the information as regards the processes will only be communicated to those who are concerned with each of this intervention. So, and I repeat again, we must guide against unverified information. Those international institutions, they are receiving communication. All these things you see flying around, why some are authentic? There are others who are not. So, if you are communicated that you are in an institution, if you have such information, verify it from your institution. That is why this information are coming from individual institutions as concerns the student in that institution who would benefit from this. I am sure you understand. So, it's unsafe to pick just any information because it regards, if you, for example, something from Olabisi Onabanjo is flying around and somebody in Ahmadu Bello University is trying to log on to that same link and all that. If it opens for you, then you should be suspicious. You understand what I'm saying? But if you are in an institution, you get a call, a link, a message, verify from your DSA, from those in authority in your institution. We are doing this in a manner that it is guided to prevent online frauds and all that. We had to quickly disown one over the weekend because people are already, you know, lapping onto it, and it is obvious that once you get onto that web, you could be duped of your hard earnings at this time. So we should wait to be communicated to. Talking about how the food palliative will go, it will be public communication. There are parts to it. 300 households to benefit from free packs of food, rice, beans, garri, and other edibles. We have data. That data is what is being screened, processed now. Then it will be a direct communication to the beneficiaries. Come to so place. This is how I want to do this. This in that area. This is your catchment. This is the day you will come. To also avoid rowdiness and all that. To also ensure that gatekeepers along the line do not divert these palliatives. We want it to be, you know, very direct. So these are steps being taken, not just to share palliatives, but to ensure that the palliatives get to those who should the right places.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to a Platform on Fresh 107.9 FM. And my guest this morning is the Senior Special Assistant to the Governor on Public Communication. That's Otuba Dari Odufowoko. We are live on Facebook. Check us out on Facebook at Fresh 107.9 FM. Do well to like the video, share, watch, and drop your comments there. We'll pick them on later on the show. We'll open the phone lines soon, too, so you can be a part of the conversation. Remember that you can send us a message on WhatsApp. And we'll have keep the conversation going in earnest there. Let me come to the rice palliative, and that's what has been of interest the most to people. As a matter of fact, we've had fuel increments since the last day of May 2023. Prices of food items have been going up, but the moment rice skyrocketed, it became as if the entire polity was coming down. So people have been interested in, about the rice package. The governor said by Friday or Saturday it will be offloaded. I want to confirm if it has been offloaded or not. Then the governor also mentioned that it's going to be sold at the previous rates before the astronomical rise. So there's been a lot of questions surrounding that. What would the amount be? When will it take off? Where would it be? Would it not be hijacked by party people? That's been of concern to say, are we going to use this ward structure? Do we have a social register? So there are a lot to unfold this morning. So you start from the rice.
Yeah, the rice. Yes, the rice. Rice, because rice is an, you know, is edible to all of us. It's a staple food that most people, most households depend on. In preparation of a lot of meals, you know, many meals with rice, you can concoct something quickly and then you'll be eating. And the governor, realizing this, did say, and I repeat, that we're going to have something that look like, you know, bulk purchase. Bring it in, the government of the state will subsidize the prices, and then it will be given to people at very, very reduced rates, prices. And the governor was specific that it will go as low as the price before this economic crisis, before the food crisis, the inflation in prices of rice. The price will be determined with that in mind. So the people should expect that they are looking at something very, very low. As, I mean, in comparison to what we have now, that is one. Two, like I said earlier, the process will also be guided. Guided for many reasons. One, we don't want hoarders to have access to it because the price is low. Maybe have the price, and, you know, and then you come in, buy it, go and keep it somewhere, and start reselling to the people later. It will defeat the purpose. So we want it to be something that households will have access to. So you talk of a social register. The much we have is what is being worked upon to ensure that we have things that can be used as safeguards. We have the N9N, for example, and other things. So we have a team of professionals working with the social register and social safeguards that we have to build a system that will ensure that we achieve reasonable success. You know, we cannot rule out some pitfalls here and there, but reasonable success with this first attempt. And the governor did say it will be something that will be continuous. So with each batch we do, things will get better. So that is why there appears to be a delay. It's not a delay. It's the process. Don't forget that this is something the governor came up with.
That of the federal government is not even out. It's not even out yet.
That was promised earlier. This is something the governor came up with shortly before the outcries. It was not as a result of the outcries. The governor had his press conference before we started having because he was thinking, he was looking at what can we do for our people. So, but in spite of that, the whole thing we're talking about is about 2 weeks. So much is packed into that bundle that we call 5 billion intervention. Now, if we jump into implementation without putting the processes in place, without planning and ensuring that we have an itch-free process, we may have issues with, for example, you just spoke about what happened in Lagos and all that. There is no delay. All hands are on deck for these things to take off. What we are doing is putting in place the processes so that it will be smooth and it will be itch-free when distribution and other things started.
Okay. Here is to those who have been asking. Rise. So please, hold on. The government is still working on it. Same goes for the customs rise. I spoke to the PRO over the weekend. It was live on the Polity. That's the National PRO of Customs. And it said the state command will announce. So I'm urging you, please stay calm. But there's also the matter of expediency and urgency. Hunger is not something that you toy with or that you can play with.
Yeah.
So is there a time frame? I'm so curious to this.
It's in the immediate. Let me use that word.
Okay.
It's in the immediate.
Okay.
And we must understand that what do we prefer? Rush to do it, mess it up, the people who should benefit don't get it, and then we all start all over again. Or take a little time, as we are doing, get it right, push it out. Look at what happened with the custom rise in Lagos. After a day or two, they had to go back, re-strategize. Okay, no, it won't go that way. Let it go this way. And it's smooth sailing now. So let all exercise that little patience that is needed so that when we kick off, all will see that, yeah, we have a project or a program on our hand that is going to serve its purpose. Hunger is no friend of anybody. We know. But if we rush it and we bungle it, hunger will still remain. And then we'll have lost an opportunity to address
and wasted resources.
Wasted resources.
Now, one question has been recurring. On the side of the customs, it was asked that this, according to the law, are illegal items. So are we consuming illegal rice now? The question is, where is this 100 truckload of rice coming from?
Now, brother, in difficult times, you look for difficult solutions. If you begin to avoid taking some risks, you will not address the need of the people. That's, we are in a situation. The 100 truckloads of rides are not coming from Mars, nor from Jupiter. They are coming from the same market everybody goes to. What the government is doing is, let's get it at the cost it is. Subsidize it and give it to our people. The cost at which a lot
So the government is introducing rice subsidy.
That's the word you want to use.
Okay.
But the government is using that popular old scheme of bulk purchase. Let us buy it for our people. Reduce the cost, give it to them. Way back, it's something that has been practiced in the past. Give it to them, recoup some money, had more money, get it, give it to them. Instead of probably sharing money that will not get to everybody, why don't we use that same money to get these items needed by everybody, reduce the cost? It will go around more people than sharing free for a few people. That's the idea. That's the idea.
Okay. I'm also concerned about the amount of it. 100 truckload is an ambiguous statement. What size of trucks are we looking at? How many bags are in a truck? How many tons? Those are critical questions. But I know you. I don't know whether you can speak to that in terms of the 100 truckloads.
Yeah, if you are in the business of buying and selling rice, like many people out there, it wouldn't be ambiguous to them. I am not. But I know that items like cement, rice, and the likes are measured in truckloads. It's not a new innovation. It's not a term introduced by government. So I wonder why even soft drinks are sold in truckloads. Those who are in the business of buying and selling these things know what is in the truck. It's not something you go there and start counting one by one when you want to buy. So, okay, give me 2 truckloads, 3 truckloads, and everybody involved already knows the figure. So I am not in the business of buying and selling of rice, but government is buying it on your behalf. Government is using public money to buy it. I am sure those involved will count it to the last bag and know that
for transparency.
We get quality for we are paying for transparency.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be something we should be bothered about.
Let us move away from that now and talk about a social register. Mm. Do we have a social register in Lagos State?
You see, it will be ambiguous to say we don't have a social register. It may not be totally correct to say we have a social register, but we have data for some of these things we want to do. Over the years, we've been talking about having social registers, having data and the likes. If successive administrations will do half of what has been done in that direction, we'll have something better now. But with what we have now, all we need do now is build on it before, during, and after this particular intervention. This intervention will also help us update the data available. And that way we are building a social register gradually. So it's social registers are not what you wake up in one day and say, let's have a social register. No. No. It is something you accumulate to a point that you say, this is the most recent. Now, subsequently, we are building on this. And that's something this government is very particular about. We are digitalizing almost all the processes. For example, it's easy now to say on the tip of a finger in Ogun State, this is the number of civil servants we have. This is the number in each ministry, in each agency, in each local government. That didn't used to be the case. Having done that with the civil workforce, we have expanded into gathering data for other subsets of the society. We have something beyond what it used to be. It may not be what it ought to be, but I tell you, through processes like this, interventions like this, government policies like this that deals directly with the people, we are updating what can be called a social register by the day. So much so that by the time this administration is winding up, we are handing over something more updated, more recent than it has ever been in Ogun State.
It's 28 minutes past 10 from our studios here at Fresh 107.9 FM. This is Platform, and you're listening to the voice of the Senior Special Assistant to the Governor on Public Communications, Otunba Dare Odufo-Okon. We take this quick break and come back. We'll open the phone lines. And I want to talk, after the break, we'll talk about the long-term plans. We hear what Governor Soludo is doing or has done. And we are all concerned to say, after this process of intervention, we will continue like this. So we'll talk about the long-term plan after the break. Please stay with us.
step into a world of freshness and convenience at Old English Superstores and Bakery. Located in the heart of the Rock City, Abeokuta, Old English Superstores offers everything you need under one roof. From your groceries to household items, gift items, stationeries, and more. Are you looking for something to eat on the go? We've got a guaranteed to please selection of freshest and best tasting foods. Our bakery produces a wide range of quality products, from freshly baked bread to mouth-watering pastries. If you are hosting an event, you can pre-order our delicious pastry products, including chicken pie, meat pie, mini pizza, hot dog, sausage, and more. We deliver to vendors, supermarkets, retail stores, food vendors who buy in large quantities and resell. You can register with us and we will supply you. And with our everyday low prices and commitment to customer service, you will wonder why you ever shopped anywhere else. Don't wait any longer. Visit Old English Superstore today at 65 Olusegun Osoba Road, Okeilewo, Ibara, Abeokuta, or simply call 0818-986-7372. Old English Superstores, on every breakfast table.
Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Platform on Fresh 107.9 FM. My name is Emmanuel, and I have with me in the studio the Senior Special Assistant to the Governor on Public Communications. The phone lines are open, 0815-432-1079, 0815-432-1079. Call and ask your questions or make your submissions this morning. But before we go to the lines, let's quickly talk about the long-term plans for surviving this food crisis or food insecurity. Let's know what the state government has in store.
Thank you very much. You see, beyond this intervention, it has become obvious, very, very obvious, that we need to do more in the area of ensuring food safety and security in our state, in our country generally. And in that line, the state government is not leaving any stone unturned in ensuring that we go back to the farm. The more, since the inception of this administration, agriculture has been on the top burners of its plans. But now, with this development, we have a scheme that is ensuring that more farm settlements are being revived across the state. We're introducing agricultural schemes that will encourage more individuals and organizations and companies to go back to the land and farm in multiples that will help assist this threat of hunger. For example, the government, however, is very particular about who gets the grant. The era of dealing with portfolio farmers is over. We want to see your farm. If you don't have a farm, there are numerous farm settlements and farm locations that are there needing people farm them. So we can introduce you to one, give you all the necessary assistance, and then boom. It's not going to be a show for the intermediaries anymore. No, that's one of the reasons why previous schemes here and elsewhere have been failing. Sincerity wasn't enough. Now, the governor is particular about, let's deal with real farmers. Is it poultry farming? Let's see what you've been doing before that we want to help you improve on. Are you an agriculturist? Where were you operating? Now we can expand it for you. Or you need a bigger space? We can provide it for you. Provide you with grants and support. And that scheme is gradually yielding fruits and is across the state. For those who will be interested, reach out to our Minister of Agriculture and then you understand the procedure. There are schemes also in collaboration with federal government agencies, some foreign agencies, to address the issue of food. So it's not as if intervention is the only thing we want to do. There are long-term plans that takes care of what happens in the future, in the interest of all of us.
Okay. So somebody showed me the bulk purchase office, the old one, and I wonder whether it might be resuscitated, particularly for this time. And beyond this, there are also a couple of other things that the state government probably put in place. Can I peep into your books on that?
I don't get that question.
We spoke about bulk purchase. Yes. And some people have touted the idea of reactivating the bulk purchase office that is somewhere around the Abeokuta Club here. Mm-hmm. Is this something that is in the works at this time?
Whatever will make it work the way the people will enjoy it is what will be done. If need be to revive the old bulk purchase, we'll do. If need be to put in a new system, given the level of improvement, the peculiarity of this era, and the level of modernization and improvement between then and now, it will properly be done. So that's something we are not taking chances with.
Okay, I understand there's a challenge with the line. Let's try the alternate line or use WhatsApp. Send us a message on WhatsApp. That is, or try the alternate line, which is 0818-111-1079. That's the alternate line. Hopefully you can get through. This is... good morning, sir. I am from Abeokuta North, and my daughter is in HND2 in Federal Poly Ilaro. If he doesn't get the money, who will I call? That's from Akinfe Adewale. But before you respond, let's grab this call. Morning.
A very good morning, my brother.
Yes, good morning to you.
My name is Honorable Kende Shwaga. I'm happy to have gotten in this morning. I missed your caller the other time on radio when it was on Rock City. Thank God I am able to get across to him now. Now, do they want sincere and objective advice for this government? If they do, I have one or two. One, the last sharing of palliatives was bundled by politicians, averagely, because I discovered that the politicians have hijacked the CDAs and CDCs such that the real people that need this thing did not get down to them. For example, when the palliative was shared the last time, you know, some CDs and some people came out and was shouting, and the government was very pushed, and the government immediately sent more of these palliatives down to the people. But I can tell you that the last one that the government sent did not even get to the people at all, because those people that were in charge now said that they are complaining. So people have that, so it did not get to the people. How can the government get to the people? Nothing is free in the world now. So people are still feeding, no matter how little in a day. So my advice to the government is, if it is ₦1,000 for them to get to polling booths, or polling booths, government knows the number of polling booths in this country, in this state. Let the goods directly be shared through the polling booths, and there be a record. If a Mr. Kennedy Shwaga gets goods from a spring boot, he will buy with ₦1,000. His name will be there on the register as he purchases it, and the keys will be handed out to him or her. And that is the way the government can be accountable. And another thing is this, please. This government is lacking in information and communication. That is a sincerity. And if this person can get to the governor, I would not know why a government of a state as brilliant, as vibrant as a good state.
Hold up, please. What's giving you that impression?
Now, we don't have the commissioner for information as we speak. My area. And the man speaking there is absolutely qualified. And I know that there are so many other people that are vibrant, and he has been very, very articulate. When I listened to him at the other time on the radio, I said, wow, these are material or commissioner materials, and they're not doing it. If you want,
we lost that call. Would you please attempt to reach us again? Hopefully we can grab your call. 0818-111-1079. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Manuel. This is Jenny. This is Jenny James calling from Mombasa. Good morning, Mr. SSS. Good morning, sir. Yes, sir. Permit me to ask, like Oliver Twist, Uruba will say, Ntoba Duni, Yonkpolora, out of the magnanimity of Governor Dapo Abiodun, he has been releasing 1 billion naira quarterly payment of gratuity which is being divided between three categories of pensioners, namely state pensioners, local government pensioners, and judiciary. Sir, we want to appeal to our governor to please increase this amount as a step to ameliorate the hardship of pensioners who has retired for so many years now and yet to be paid. Good morning, sir.
Good morning and thank you. Thank you for the brevity of it as well. We'll so much appreciate if we can wrap our comments quickly so we can take more and have the senior special assistant respond. 0818-111-1079 or try 0815-432-1079 if you're sending a message on WhatsApp. Would you respond to this?
Thank you very much. Let me start with the second to the last caller.
Okay.
The last caller spoke about pension. Yeah. And he's asking for an increase in the amount of money budgeted monthly to take care of pensioners. Yeah, we agree. We'll relate the message to His Excellency. But I also want to thank him for mentioning the fact that the governor has done very well in offsetting some of these liabilities to pensioners that he inherited when he came into office. I tell you, recently too, as part of the intervention, there was an increase in the amount of money meant for such purposes, especially for the deductions of civil servants, which are inherited liabilities. So pensioners in the state should also be hopeful. The governor every day thinks about how to clear all sorts of backlogs that he met while in office, while not stopping paying the current ones. So I assure Baba that he and his likes are fathers who have served the state meritoriously, who are now in retirement, will not be left to wallow in any sort of pain or abandonment. The governor thinks about them every day. The governor will be happy. He will be the happiest man. The government can get more resources to push in the way of offsetting whatever has to do with our
pensioners
and other statesmen across the state. That will take me to the other caller who spoke about palliatives, sharing, and how the government can get to the people. He suggested polling booths. These are some of the options on the table.
I think polling booth was used the last time.
Well, I would say this is one of the options on the table. You see, until we get it right, we'll keep trying because people will keep complaining. Even if they are the ones who suggested what you have tried and it doesn't work, government will still take the blame. And it's natural because that's what government is for. So I can assure him that it's an option. A lot of options have been looked at. Some have been arrived at, but he spoke about the previous one, saying he didn't get to the people. I don't know where he got his own data and information from, but that may not be totally correct. Because I tell you, what happened the last time was that people came out to give kudos. Because unlike in the past, we have a situation where the palliatives got to the needy among us directly without intervention. He spoke about CDCs, and he condemned them that they've been hijacked by politicians. These are the same CDAs and CDC. Some people are still calling every day to tell us, hand it over to them. So, as government, you have to balance all these shades of opinion.
Would you hold your thoughts while we grab some more feedback? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Please,
remember
the name of your guest.
It's Otumba Dayodu for
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning, sir. I can hear you.
Yeah, my name is Nicholas. Good morning. Thank you for accepting the invite to be in the studio. Sometimes you people get so busy, you can't make it to the studio, or you have to get out of the studio and call. So I thank you for the sacrifice you made this morning. Secondly, even when things are good, the people can demand for it to be better. It is the students that are the true examiners of teachers. So also in government, the people that know if they have light, they have water, they have roads, they have rural health care centers. If the palliatives get to them, if we can give them admitted bills and hospitalness, why do they have to die of this traffic to get food? And all of you in government, you get your salaries and your wages, even for civilians, okay, for newspapers and co. We are all your friends and brothers and aunties and boyfriends. We all know ourselves in the cities. Now, I want to advise you, have a thick skin to listen to divergent views. Unlike the former speaker of the State House of Assembly, who sometimes even shouts on journalists in the studio.
Nicholas, you're going out of the scope of our conversation.
I see what his colleagues
Thank you, Nicholas.
But let me go with my point.
Okay, so please do that quickly so we can easy.
And I know you got this job not because you were jobless. So this is a personal appeal from the 20 local governments, even if it is right or wrong. My brother, just develop a thick skin to listen to the people.
Thank you very much, and thank you for that. So, would you respond?
I've had him. He actually knows me well as a client. You know, I have a thick skin. I've been an analyst on the national radio and television for years, and I'm here to serve my state. So whatever insults, abuses, attacks I get,
you can always cope with. Okay.
So thank you, my brother and friend and colleague. He's a journalist. He said.
Well done, no, my dear.
Oh, sir, good morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
Okay. Engineer Neil from Achishi.
Talk to us quickly.
Engineer Neil from Obakeni Oduluku Community. Achishi. Be precise. Are you hearing me?
Yes, loud and clear. Just proceed.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, we are talking of palliative or no palliative. It doesn't reach anybody here. In this area, Achishi, and I've been saying, trying to monitor our special advisor, senior special advisor on media. We have been talking about our pedestrian bridge here, because I'm also did that of Mowia Nibas, and our Achishi is as another is on the other side of our Achishi is what leads to redemption camp. New auditorium. When they finish their meeting, they have to cross the road, and on almost on a weekly basis, they are knocked down of people by it around a vehicle or the driver. And it has been happening. Very few people that are very close to
please,
you.
Please go straight.
We
point.
Want a pedestrian bridge, and also the so-called canopy has not. We don't even
please,
know.
Please go straight.
We
they
want point. To use.
Sincere apologies for that, but I think you got a reasonable part of it, the capture of Achishi. And I wanted to respond to the question on how people can reach out in case they don't get the support from the government.
That's from Akinfe Adewale, the daughter or son is in
Polytechnic.
So it's simple. If you don't get it, the child should go to the DSA of the school, that's the Directorate of Student Affairs, find out why. Dissatisfied, they can reach out to us in the Ogun State Ministry of Information. If need be that I drop my number, I will.
So okay. Would you do that for... When the time is right.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. I must thank you for your time this morning. We have a lot of bills to pay, but it's been an engaging conversation.
Yeah,
I will
drop
tracking.
The number with you, and subsequently you can help people reach me.
Okay.
So instead of doing it...
publicly. Yeah. Interesting. So we'll keep tracking as things unfold, and we expect that when there's new information, we'll like to be in the know of it. So thank you so much for your time today. This the voice of the Senior Special Assistant to the Governor on Public Communications, Otubadari Odufo-Okon. Thank you for coming on platform this morning.
It's my pleasure. I hope to be back here.
Hopefully. Very well. So we'll take this quick break. We'll come back with our commercial. Please stay with us. Don't go anywhere.
Fresh FM. Hearing the best makes you feel your best.
Many thanks for staying with us. You're listening live to Fresh 107.9 FM in Abeokuta. This time we are live with our friends from Mavi Global, Mr. Emmanuel Robinson and Mr. Kunle Williams. Thank you for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you. Good morning, listeners at home.
Tell us what the fresh package is from Mavi Global this morning.
Well, we have good news for everyone based in Abeokuta, with extension all across Ogun State, because Mavi Global, an educational platform helping people to understand great potentials online. Yeah, we'll be having all our expatriates in Nigeria, and it's going to be this Sunday at Park Inn. I mean, it's going to be a wow moment where people will be enlightened about opportunities that exist. I mean, you shouldn't be having a mobile phone and still be, you know, struggling financially somehow.
Okay, let's take a sneak peek into the core foundation or the basis of what Mavi Global is interested in tackling. I know there's hardship in the land, people need money. So what's your core area of focus?
Now, the core area of focus is to help people know how to maximize your time online. Unfortunately, a lot of people buy data bundles and they download games. They seem to occupy themselves with their mobile device, but they are struggling financially. Now, Mavi Global wants to help to educate people to know what you can do on that your same mobile phone and make some money, well, in dollars.
Are you talking about fraud?
No, this is something okay. Legit, something
okay,
legit.
I had to clarify, yeah, because it's good, people talk about online. When you talk about online, making money online, what easily comes to head is fraud.
There are quite a number of
the narrative has changed.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So there are quite a number of good
so you're
things.
Saying I can make money legitimately from my phone?
Even in dollars.
Tell me more about it.
So, all right. We would like everyone that would like to maximize this opportunity to come and learn. For the first time, these expatriates, they are coming to Nigeria. And it took us a lot of effort to negotiate to bring them to Abeokuta. So it's going to be happening March 3rd, this Sunday. By 2 p.m. is the red carpet where you can network, you can speak, you can have one-on-one conversations with them. You know, these are very solid expatriates from the U.S., from the U.K. We're having them from Czech Republic, from Dubai, from India. They are coming to enlighten people about how you can make extra income legitimately. Yes. Exactly.
Okay, Mr. Williams, Mavi Global has been operating for a while. Yeah. Yes. Because some people will say, if I'm trusting anybody, I must know their metal. I must know how deep they are. Tell us more about Mavi Global.
Mavi has been in existence for the past, you know, 1.5 years now, and then it has been changing people's life globally. So they are in more than 133 countries in the world.
Wow!
Yeah,
133 countries.
Exactly.
Yes. So it's not a baby. Mavi Global is not a baby company. So it's a very huge one. So that it has been put smiles on people's faces. So for this period of time, they have, you know, being assisted. So that's is reliable. So people should just have the rest of mind. So about the, you know, Mavi Global, and then they are so loaded with so many, you know, opportunity. So that's why we want our people to come on that day to come and, you know, hear what we are bringing for them. So that's why this particular event is going to be held so next coming Sunday. And again, it is not only in Ogun State. So we are having these, you know, events in 5 states in Nigeria.
On the same Sunday? Or
different days.
Okay, so it's a national thing.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Wow. So the first one we are going to have is Port Harcourt, which is March 2nd. So our whole Ogun State is March 3rd.
So Abeokuta is lucky nationwide. Honestly,
honestly speaking. So Lagos State March 9th. So Abuja March 10th. So Port Harcourt as well. So it's going to be a mind blowing. So let people should come. Our listener at home, they should come out masses. They should come and just learn in another way to make extra income.
Now it is easy to come out, but hope they won't get there and you tell them they have to pay before they get in or before they get access to the things.
And no, nobody is paying any time. So it's free.
It's absolutely free.
Yes. Even that day, there's lunch for everybody that's coming on that day.
There's lunch?
Yes.
Okay. Now, so, beyond free entrance, is this something that they will now start contributing money or bringing people, bring one, bring two?
No.
There's this concern. People are really scared, particularly... Yes. Is Mavid into Ponzi? Let me put it straight at you.
Okay, thank you so much. When we are talking about Ponzi scheme, Mavi is not a Ponzi scheme at all. Nothing like
you're certain
such.
Of that.
So okay. It's not, even if they are, you know, before I joined them, I didn't believe they are into Ponzi scheme.
You would not have joined them.
God forbid. Mm-hmm. So I have name to protect. So I don't involve myself in such kind of business. No. So I don't do that. So we are not promoting Ponzi scheme.
So it's basically, I'm coming to Mr. Rubenson now. So it's basically skill on how to, now, how deep will this training be on this day or this interaction with this foreign expatriate you're talking about?
Yes, the training will start at 3 p.m. Though there'll be a red carpet for 2 p.m. where you can have, you know, pre-events,
cocktail,
you know,
pictures,
pictures and all of that. Now, how deep will this event be? It's such that everybody that, as long as you have a mobile device that have access to the internet, you will go home wild. Now, do you know, just for the record, some people just download games and say, oh, let me just play this game to just while away time. Hey, time is money. Now, from my own school of thought, this smartphone, mobile phone, three persons should make money. The telecom company that is giving you access to the internet, the person who write the application, and you that is holding the smartphone. Unfortunately, a lot of people, they will be asking for, oh, uncle, send
but
me data.
I've been burning my data on these things.
Aha. So now this is where we come in. We'll teach you, we'll show you practical ways, you know, how you can make money legitimately. Now, it's not what we can just say on air, you know, just in few minutes. But truly, truly, the 2 hours you're going to spend is going to be worth your time. I can say that again and again. I've been to Lagos, we've been to several cities, and the massive turnout, it was like weeks after, people will come back, call back and say, thank you for enlightening me, for showing me, for telling me about this program.
Now, what are the kind of people you're expecting?
We're expecting anyone 18 years and above.
18 and above?
Yes.
Oh, that's important.
Yes, so then
so you're expecting adults?
Adults, exactly. Okay. Even whether you're educated, you have your youth copper, you're an artisan, you know, you have a petty business, stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad, or you're looking for a job or a change of job, anybody. Okay, anyone with an open mind and come with your smartphone that have access to the internet, that's all. Because we'll show you practical ways where people are making money on the go. You know, we know how the economy is right now. In the face of how the economy is, some of us are still making some dollars. And that's, I mean, the right way. Yes. So we're here to just educate you. You were asking about the gate fee. Actually, the last event we did in Abuja, it's worth about 50K per person. But because of the situation of the economy, the way the country is right now, the stakeholders now said, okay, let's do a little weave.
So you are making a lot of sacrifices for the beneficiaries.
For the beneficiaries, yes.
Interesting.